Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ooh, yes, you've tuned in just in time to catch another episode of Cuddle Club. I'm Lou Sanders, CEO, host, and friend. Oh God, here we are again. We're pinching ourselves, aren't we? We're pinching ourselves that we get to be together again. Ooh, sit yourself down, tell me everything. Is it? Did he? Oh my God. With that thumb! See, it's like we're old friends. Nah, but thanks for coming back. This week I'm talking to Chloe Petz, who, if you've not seen her do stand-up, I think you'd like it. Knowing you as I do, I think you'd really like this girl. No, she's brilliant. She's a really nice person and she's really good at stand-up, and they're my favourite two combined, because I tell you what, there's some good stand-ups, but they're absolutely mad. Or they're pigs. And she seems to be ticking all the boxes, you know, good person, lovely comedy, very easy to talk to. So if you don't mind, I think we'll just hop on in. Have you got your slippers on? Pop your little slippers on. Night-night. Chloe Petz, what an honour to have you on Cuddle Club, finally.
What an honour to be on. One of my favourite podcasts, Lou. I won't deny
one
it.
One of. No, but what's your favourite? Your favourite before this? Come on. You liked the other one I did better, didn't you?
No. You can't say things like that because it's true and I don't want to offend you.
Why is your bottom so dirty?
Why did you stop doing it?
Well, Luke McQueen said, we're not making any money. When are we going to stop doing this? And he kept saying it. And he's like, right, is that it now? Let's put the nail in the coffin. Then guess who wants to bring it back? Old Luke McQueen,
Mr.
when everyone's
McQueen.
Too busy.
Dr. Benjamin Jones is... He always comes crawling, doesn't he? He thinks it's about money and then he realises it's about the art.
Yeah. You've got a couple of footballs behind you.
Well, you think a couple. It's actually pull back and reveal three. There you go.
Big on changing up the footballs, are you?
Yeah, I sort of have my favourite ones in the background and then the dark sheep of the family just off camera there.
And what's the thing on the top shelf? A little collection jar for the swears.
Yeah, collection jar for the swears. And as you can see, it's very empty. So I haven't been doing any fucks or buggers recently.
We'll put a fucking few in for me, won't you, for the podcast. Thank you for coming on. Are you well? We have to ask stuff like that, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm absolutely fine. I'm in that sort of difficult phase where I have a non-coronavirus-related illness, and you just scare people, don't you? Because we're in a climate of terror. One cough, everyone's staring at you on the bus.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Right, you ready for the quick fire round?
I couldn't be more ready, Lou.
I really like you. Oh, can I just say, I saw Chloe Petz, this is for the listener, Aberystwyth.
Yeah.
Comedy Festival doing the showcase. I was in my head in that showcase and I sort of know why, but anyway, so I was like bang average, but Chloe Petz stole the show. Absolutely phenomenal stuff.
That's very nice.
Lovely scenes from you.
Thank you. Was that what changed? I garnered enough respect from you to come on Cuddle Club.
You've always had my respect, Chloe Petz, since day one.
Do you remember when we met?
No.
I was very new and I'm so glad because I was really bad and I was like 10 gigs in, and you were so lovely to me.
Baby pets.
But little baby pets.
Of course I was lovely to you. It's baby pets.
And then, like, the third gig you saw me, I think you must have been off in your own world, because you heard me say that I was gay, and you were like, are you gay? And I was like, Lou, you need to open your eyes. It's so obvious.
What a 1950s reaction. A gay in the room. Are you gay?
In some ways, it's lovely that, like, you know, you're so sort of devoid of any profiling that you didn't notice. But then it gets to a point where it's like, no, I'm trying to be noticed as a gay. Please,
Did I say it like that? Are you gay?
Okay. You've got long hair.
Oh, no, I didn't say it like that, did I?
I think you were on stage and you said, I didn't know you were a lesbian. That's what you said.
Fucking hell. That makes me sound like fucking Katie Hopkins or something.
No, I don't think it does. I think it was just funny that you were like, I'd said it on stage and it was like you were confirming, like you thought I just made it up for a bit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, some people, you know, you've got to have a thing these days.
Got to have a thing.
Right, quick fire round. Come on then, you lezza. Can I say that? I'm making fun of myself for being 1950s. Like, oh, and so that was a joke at me, but it didn't feel right, actually, to say
well,
that.
Well, I'm going to start calling this cancel club.
Listen, I've slept with 5 ladies. Keep me as one of your own, okay?
That's a high amount.
Yeah, I think I always thought it was 4, but then I think I forgot one. I think it's such an unfeminist act to be straight, or, you know, practically straight. I think it's, like, so embarrassing these days, you know, like, because you're just
so
playing,
did you do it because you were embarrassed?
You're playing into the hands of the patriarchy, aren't you? Oh, let me take this dick. Like, how embarrassing.
I do find it quite hard to understand, like, why people want that and are attracted to it. So, yeah, I think I probably am the most prejudiced against straight people. But yeah. I've accepted you. But it doesn't sound like you're completely straight, Lou.
No, I know. Yeah, that's good, actually, isn't it?
What one's an experiment. 2, you're checking.
Yeah.
5, I think you might be a bit bi.
I think I must be. Come on, who wants some? Do you know what? I probably am. Everyone's probably bi, aren't they?
I thought that, but then you meet some people and you're just like, no, you are straight, yeah? Not for want of trying.
Okay, quick fire round. Here we go. Has Chloe Pets got any pets?
Technically, no. Spiritually, yes.
Go on.
Oh, well, just like my girlfriend lives with a cat and my parents have got a dog.
Fine.
But none live with me. And the imaginary one that lives in my head.
Yes. Gluten or glute out?
Oh, gluten.
Jesus going down with you or dinner with the Taliban?
Jesus going down with me.
There's a bit of background.
Okay, I like it.
Jesus, his heart's not really in it because he's got quite a lot of admin to do. So he's doing it in that sort of offhand.
I didn't understand the original question, and the context has made me even more confused.
Would you prefer Jesus to go down on you, but his heart's not really in it? Because
you
he's
didn't
got...
say that. You said go down with me. Oh. And I was thinking, like, the stairs?
No, he's actually going down on you, but his heart's not in it because, like I say, you know, he's sort of got to get back to his admin. Or dinner with the Taliban.
That one's more easy to understand in some ways, but also... No, I'm going to change. I know it's quick fire, but I'm going to change. Dinner with the Taliban. Book me in.
You've got... Okay, it's Japanese. Hope you're okay with that.
Love that.
How do you feel about... That's a quick fire round over, so you can really relax now.
Hang on a minute. Was that only 2?
3.
Oh, okay. Right. I was going to have to explain the rule of 3 to you.
But sometimes they do cut the third question out, so... If you hear any episodes with just 2 questions, that's because the editors have thought, you know, a question like, and the last one, for example, they cut out the Jesus and Taliban one, and I've popped it back into this.
You've gone for it again, haven't you? You've gone for it again and you've said it wrong.
So, how do you feel about the word cuddle?
Not bad. I think, you know, I was pretty neutral and I was trying to think back to my pre-cuddle club attitude towards it because I don't think I ever really thought about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's very good of you to distinguish, you know, life pre-cuddle club.
post-cuddle club.
Because the world has changed now, cuddle clubs come into it.
Absolutely. It's a bit like, you know, on Pointless, how some answers used to be zero, but now because everyone watches Pointless, they'll think of the Pointless answer and say that. Probably one of the best analogies I've ever done, actually.
Well, that's not a bad analogy, actually, yeah. We're as popular as Pointless.
Yeah, I think so.
What I'm taking from that.
So, yeah, I think that I'm fine with it. I think it's a bit of a, like, cutesy, schmaltzy word, and I feel a bit, like, infantilised, so I'm a bit, like, careful to use it with, like, my girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
So I probably would go hug, but I have no problems with it on a fundamental level, Lou.
I love that. A very honest answer, and I'd expect nothing less from Miss Pets.
Thank you.
Ms. Pets. Oh, well, now she's asking. Worst thing you've done?
That's a hard question, isn't
or
it?
Or who you upset last? I'll take either. Or who upset you?
Some lady on Wednesday night. If you've heard of it.
I was there. I was about on Wednesday night.
Were you?
Yeah, I had Wednesday night.
I was in the Royal Festival Hall at the South Bank Centre, and I'm very tall, and I was wearing quite masculine clothes, as is my wont, and I had a mask on and a hat on, and she blocks me from going into the women's toilets. She was tiny as well. I was like, I could bat you away like a fly.
Yeah.
And she upset me a bit. But then I just said, I just need to go for a wee. And everything was fine.
Oh, dear. Get your beak out of the business, you know?
Do you want me to show you my genitals?
Yeah, that's a lovely response to that. Just whap your box out.
Maybe I should just go into the toilet genitals first.
Yeah.
Because it clears up confusion and it saves time.
Blocking the door. Oh, I hate that, actually.
Me too. I hate it too. Sorry for bringing the mood of Cuddle Club down.
No, but it's interesting and people have to know that this is a reality. You know, it's going on.
It's going on a Wednesday night.
On a Wednesday night in the South Bank. I mean, you'd think that people would be a bit more cultured, wouldn't you?
She was going, I don't think this is gender neutral. So I was like, okay, you've got halfway there.
Yeah.
Just get your nose out.
Get your beak out of my business.
Let me just piss where I want. And
that's
on this occasion,
t-shirt.
It's
that's
the toilet floor.
That's the t-shirt. Get your beak out of my business. I'll piss where I want. Big t-shirt.
Extra large for me, please.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay, well, the next question goes like this. Touching, are you into it generally? And if so, how so?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it. I don't think I'm necessarily cuddly. Well, tell me if you think this is a distinction, Lou. Do you think being cuddly is different from being tactile?
I think there probably is a distinction, yes, but I think that you're probably cut from the same cloth. Like,
yeah.
I'm cuddly and tactile.
It's a spectrum.
Gimme. Yeah, but, like, I think they go hand in hand.
Okay.
Literally.
Quite literally, yeah. Well, actually, yeah, I don't necessarily go for, like, a full embrace all the time because I think, you know, you want to check someone's boundaries. For example, like, I listened to Catherine Bohart's episode of this because I listen to them all. And she was like, I don't like hugs. And because we're, like, very close friends, I like to sort of preempt that my friends might not like them.
Oh.
But I would maybe gently rest my hand on her shoulder just to show that physical affection.
Like a police officer.
yeah. Come with me, please, madam.
That's the scariest, if someone grips you from behind. I mean, if obviously she can see you, she knows you. But, you know, if someone, like, grips you on the shoulder from behind, it's such a, like, security, like Woolworths plainclothes detective move.
Yeah, just like that. But isn't it the worst when, like, I hate people that come up behind you and, like, as a cool prank, they'll, like, jab you in the ribs and make you physically shit yourself.
Yeah. I jump at any, like, when my flatmate comes home, I scream sometimes. I always think I'm very relaxed and my flatmate will come in the room and I go, really loudly. And I think, ooh, not as chill as I thought. But it's because there's murderers and sex pests everywhere. So
there are, yeah.
You know, I got followed home in Aberystwyth, or this guy tried to follow me home, but he's really bad at it, and he was just, like, waiting for me in the shadows. Horrible. And, like, people have, like, waited for me in dark car parks and stuff, and it's just like you're just always on high alert for, like, because so many times it happens and then you get over it and then something else happens, and so you're like that constantly.
Yeah, always on alert. Yeah.
Fucking sex pests. Anyway, cuddle club, you know? Stick a cuddle club jingle in here, lighten the mood, why don't you?
Can I do one?
Yeah.
Cuddle club. Cuddle club. I think that's enough of that.
Cuddle club. Cuddle club. Cuddle club. I think that's enough. Okay, well, it's another cuddle club question, would you believe?
I will believe it, yeah.
First cuddle you remember? Pets, someone from the Pets family, I would wager.
Do you know what? It is someone from the Pets family. I just remember, like, as a small child, I would go and sit by my nan, and she was a very sort of fat woman.
Mm.
And she just, I think for pretty much like 20, probably the whole of my life, she just sat in one chair. And she kind of reminded me of, like, have you ever seen Wally?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the little, like...
Where's Wally?
Blobs of fat people. Not where's Wally, the film Wally.
No.
You can't just hear a word and then just interpret it the way that you choose.
Yeah, that's the only Wally I know.
Yeah, it's where's Wally, yeah. So the Wally, there's like this, these little like fat blob people that have sat down and they just sort of turn into blobs of fat.
Mm.
And she was just like that, and she sat there. And I distinctly remember sort of knowing, like, I wasn't desperate to go for the cuddle, but I knew she'd really love it.
Oh.
So I went over, and she was, because she was just, like, soft, it was just a really warm, lovely hug.
Aww.
And then she loved, like, playing with your ears, and that was really relaxing. Bit weird, but quite relaxing, yeah.
That's cute. It's funny kids know everything, don't they? And they're very, like, giving, aren't they? Because they think, this isn't for me, this is for this old
this old bat. Okay, Nan, you stink of piss and cabbage, all right, wallop your arms around me,
sat there in the same bloody chair.
Come on, move. No, she used to do this thing where, like, her cup of tea would be just a tiny bit out of arm's reach, and I'd be across the other side of the room, and she'd go, "Hey, love, can you grab that for me?" And I just have to walk over and then just push it a tiny bit nearer to her. And then she'd come over at Christmas and just sort of colonise the sofa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she weren't moving for days.
Is she colonising the grave right now?
Yeah, she's colonising the grave, yeah. As is granddad, yeah.
God rest their souls. Have they ever thought about cremation?
I don't know what they think about it now. We just did it for them.
Oh, yeah, I love
it. We just assumed. But, you know, assuming makes an ass out of you and Ming.
And your nan, I dare say. She might have wanted to be burnt to bits.
No, she was burnt to bits, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Okay, fine.
She might have wanted to be eaten by worms. You never know. You never know with that woman.
I say burn them to bits. Burn me to bits. Burn everyone to bits. We can't be sticking people in the floor anymore. We haven't got the room.
Right. Do you think it takes up lots of room underground? Like, okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the graves, the plots, you know, should be used for housing or nature. You burn us all to bits. That's what I'm saying here on Cuddle Club.
What, like, if you are building a new house, why don't you commit to burying some dead bodies beneath it?
Yeah, could do. But have you thought about burning yourself to bits?
Yeah, no, I'm convert. I'm a convert, yeah.
We'll pop you in the sea when you go.
Thank you.
I won't be here to see it, of course, but...
You think you're going before me?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
When do you think you're going?
Well, no, I think I'll live quite long, but I'm, like, way older than you, so I think I'll live long, but I think you'll probably live just a bit less long.
Okay, thank you.
No, because I think I'm going to live extraordinarily long. People will be like, oh, that's a long life, you know?
How long? 100?
92.
92? I think that's good.
It's classy. You know, to push on any more than that is you're taking up resources.
It's a bit gauche, isn't it?
Thank you. It's gauche.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I see you sort of going at 87.
Okay. Maybe we'd sort of balance out and go at exactly the same time.
Yeah, maybe. I think this is a new bit of Cuddle Club where I sort of guess people's death age.
Yeah, really nice.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Okay, touch quiz. 5 questions. You have to think about what I'm touching. But first of all, I need to think of something, don't I?
You haven't even thought of it.
No, have you got any ideas?
You know that this is one of the stupidest features I've ever seen, heard on any podcast in the whole of podcast history, but it's also my favourite.
No one gets it anytime. No one gets it ever.
I feel like someone got it once and it got my hopes up because I was thinking this game is winnable. And then ever since it hasn't been winnable, but I'm still like that one time.
Well, okay. Well, I've got something. So, you know, dare to dream. I might let you have a few extra questions.
Person?
Yes.
Dead?
No, could be. I mean, they're not, but you sort of think they should be in a way.
Oh, so old then?
No, older. No. Well, no. Just sort of like devil may care attitude to life, you know?
Ooh.
A little bit.
Man?
Yeah. Your psychic powers are strong today.
Yeah,
and I will say it's a bit of a blast. I'll give you it's a bit of a blast from the past if the past was lockdown one.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know. It's the man from Tiger King.
Yes!
What's his name?
That was phenomenal play,
thank
really.
Thank you. Do you know what? I've been nervous about that for 24 hours. I thought, wow. I'm going to make an absolute fool of myself.
I think you need some bigger challenges in life.
No, it's actually, I feel it's quite freeing because, you know, I had an existential crisis about life having no meaning. And yeah. then I embraced that. And was like, hey, it's fine for life to have no meaning. Let's just have a nice time.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, the things that I would have worried before have been replaced by things I actually care about, like being very successful at this touch quiz.
Yeah, and you've absolutely smashed it.
Got it in 4.
Also, life does have meaning because, well, this is just what I think. But I think life is like a game and it's fun and you're growing your soul and you're here to, like, make connections, grow your soul, and then the next time it's easier. And so it does have meaning in a way because we're evolving spiritually.
Yeah, I think we probably think the same thing, just we articulate it in different ways.
And what do you think, then?
Well, because, yeah, I think you should just do your best and try and have a nice time. And if you're privileged enough for that to be your life mantra, to say, I'm just going to have a nice time, then you should spend some of that nice time helping others to have a nice time.
Yes, Chloe, I could not agree more.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about getting a fringe? I think you'd look great with a fringe.
Well, it's nice that my life manifesto has brought that out in you.
Oh, well, I've got to get the Alan de Botain cards because I always leave them in the cupboard.
Oh, yeah, cool. Well, while you're doing that, I'll do the jingle.
Okay, great. And also have a think about this other question I'm going to ask. Any good stories about being chatted up or chatting someone up? Back in a sec.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botain. Alan de Botain. That was Luke McQueen on keys, if you'll believe.
I love it. I love it.
There you go.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botain. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botain. Okay, Alan de Botain says, first question in the pack, here it is. What's currently not quite right about your social life?
Oh.
He goes deep fast, doesn't he? He gets
in
there.
He's gone in, hasn't he? Right, this is going to sound like a horrible brag, but I don't mean it to sound like a horrible brag. But I feel like I have quite a lot of friends and I want to know how to be able to, like,
cull them.
Yeah. I want to know how to cull them. But, like, I feel like quite overwhelmed by, like, my WhatsApp messages because I feel like I want to, like, catch up with all of these people that I love. That it feels like I'm having to, like, give too much of myself in terms of being on my phone. So I would like to find a way of, like, maybe trying to connect with my friends more in person and just being like, look, let's not WhatsApp, let's go for coffee, or let's have a FaceTime, or let's have a Zoom.
You know? Are they all friends with each other? Can you get them all together at the same time?
Round them up and just do just do like a sort of speed dating.
Walk
with my
in,
friends.
Go, you get 1 hour with pets, make it worth it.
make it count. Is that, I worry that that feels like a horrible thing to say.
It doesn't at all. I think a lot of people will feel like that. But I have had a cull.
Is that why I'm here? Made the cut.
But no, I think a lot of people will relate to that. I don't like that many people.
Right. Why do you think that is? And why have you culled?
No, I haven't had a cut. I love everyone, actually. But in terms of close friends, I've got enough close friends. But then apart from that, I just love working.
Yeah.
Is that tragic?
No, I don't think that's tragic. I think as long as you're, like, connecting with people and, like, feeling like you're getting enough social support, you know.
Mm.
I think what I do is, like, I, like, connect very deeply with my friends, and then sometimes, because there's loads of people that I want to, like, give updates to or connect really deeply with, then sometimes I just feel a bit, like, overwhelmed. And I know that none of my friends are expecting me to, like, be, like, really emotionally open and present constantly. But you know when you just get in your head, like, I want to be that. I want to be there for everyone all the time. But sometimes you just have to be like...
You can't.
Chill one.
Yeah, you can't. You've got to get some work done and, you know, go for walks in the park, etc. Oh, that's good to do. Merge the things.
A walk in the park. Take a friend along.
Yeah, there was an actress in LA. She would only see her friends if they went running with her.
What a prick.
I hate to be all groovy. But have you heard of the movies? Best on-screen cuddle?
Well, I've got a boring one, but I do think it's true. I think it's Aslan, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Is it?
Objectively, it is Aslan, when Lucy and Susan cuddle Aslan.
Well, I don't know Aslan.
You know, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Oh, well, it's been a long time since I've seen that, I suppose.
They just, like, give him a big, big old hug when the, what is her name, the White Witch or sort of the Snow... Queen or something. Tilda Swinton in the films anyway. And she's killed him and they start crying and giving him a hug and he's just all warm and then he comes back to life.
He gets his heart back, doesn't he? Is it that fellow?
No, that's the Wizard of Oz.
Cool. Well,
but you know, it's a good guess. Yeah.
Have you thought about that for one of your answers?
Yeah, no, I would like to hug the Cowardly Lion. Yeah. He seemed just anything like, you know, a bit more substantial than a dog, but has, like, dog vibes. Because when you're hugging a dog, it's like you're doing a lot of the work. Whereas if you're hugging a lion, then you get something in return.
Yeah. And then he'd nip your head off. But yeah.
Nip your head off. But it'd be worth it.
Oh, well, it's a way to go when I'm 92, I suppose. best cuddle you've had?
So I feel like it's going to be football related.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm a big Crystal Palace fan, and I went to watch a match with my mate Joe, and it was the first time we got to sit together, and we were like proper buzzing. And we had a few pints beforehand. I think it was like a Monday or Tuesday night. And he sat right down in the corner next to the corner flag. So you're like on a level with the player, so you get really close to them. And we were so excited for the game. And then one of our players got sent off and we were like, oh, for goodness sake, like we're not going to win this. And then Jeffrey Schlupp comes running through, scores this amazing goal. And he comes running right towards the corner and he's running towards me and he looks me in the eye and he's like, are you going to like invade the pitch or something? Come on. So I start running. But then as I run, all of these men descend on me behind me and I get pushed over to the ground and everyone's like cuddling all the players and they're all cuddling.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
It was amazing. And then I jump back up and I get in the midst of the cuddle and there were like pictures of it after, like the press had taken sort of behind the players and you can just see me and my mate just like overcome with joy, like going in for this big cuddle and it was amazing.
Wow, that's incredible.
It stopped me sleeping more than any gig has ever had. Like the adrenaline rush of just like being so happy that your team has scored and then you're like touching your heroes and just like everyone's in this like present moment together. It was absolutely incredible.
Wow. Yeah, you don't get that as much with comedy when you're signing merch after a show and shaking someone's hand, do you?
I would like to do a set that is so transformative that people charge the stage and bundle me. Do you think I could do that? Probably.
Yeah, I do actually think you've got that in you, yeah.
Yeah, good, thank you.
We're cuddling up, we're cuddling down, we're cuddling all around.
Okay, are you ready for your... I've just got to put the data in to the cuddle calculator. You'll
this
know this.
This is good. Yeah, this is
you'll
good.
You'll know this format more than anyone. That's sound effects.
Okay. That's really good.
That's me
deleting... High-tech production, this, actually.
That's me deleting the sound effects. Okay, the cuddle type the calculator's come up with is the Great Dane. Step out of the way, it's a lovely Great Dane. There's not a person on the planet that doesn't want a hug from this, I'm going to call, cuddle magnet. It's the Great Dane. It's lovely, that one.
Do you know what? When people say what kind of animal or what kind of dog you are, I'm like, maybe a Great Dane.
But you don't want to toot your horn, do you?
I don't want to toot my horn. And also, like, I do think I have quite an excitable energy. Maybe a sort of a Great Dane that's actually hollow and being powered by a much smaller, scrappier dog from the inside.
Let me just Google Great Dane to make sure the cuddle calculator's got it right. It's a very poignant dog.
Yeah. Yeah, is that what Google says?
No, that's what I say. It's a majestical, poignant, beautiful beast.
It's a bit like a lion, isn't it? You'd love to have a little hang on to its undercarriage.
It is beautiful, the Great Dane, and very warming. And
yeah.
I'm going to say it again, poignant.
Poignant?
It's a poignant pup.
Do you just make that up? Or
your cuddle calculator does.
It's cuddle calculator.
Yeah. Total pleasure to speak to you. And I guess I'll see you on what I'm going to call the live circuit.
Yeah, I'll see you on the live circuit. Yeah, for sure. Maybe I'll jump into your WhatsApp.
I'll feel honoured.
And maybe we get a drink or something like that.
Yeah, and just go deep very fast.
Well, you go deep and you can say things like, are you a lesbian?
So, guys, thank you for listening. Follow at Chloe Pets on Instagram and Twitter. That's our handle, at Chloe Pets. There's two T's in that, so don't be a mug. And she's announcing a tour soon, so watch out for that. I guess we're the market leaders in announcing the tour before she's announced the tour. You know, I guess we've got our finger on the pulse. Do go out and see her. You will not regret it. She is doing work in progress at the minute, so you can see it now. Before you go, let me tell you, we're doing a live show. It's the 12th of December, and I'm not allowed to say the guest yet, but you'll love him. It's going to be so fun. I'm very excited about this. Please round up and get your tickets now. The first live show, but will it be the last? Well, you'll decide. If I sell out, then I'll do more. But yeah, we'll have a lovely little chat with the guest. Come along. Is that 21 Soho in town? I like that venue. Yeah, very nice. Get a drink, have a nice time, yeah. Also, follow at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter, and look after yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.